Good Friday. Today is January the 30th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take a look today out in the backyard and garden, talk about a phenomena called exploding trees. Not something necessarily local, but something that does happen this year. More importantly, though, we're going to talk about tree care after winter storms. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Friday morning as we look out in the backyard and garden and have gone through an extremely cold week of winter weather. Actually, the last couple weeks have been colder than we would normally expect this kind of year. We want to talk about a phenomenon known as exploding trees. Now, the trees don't actually explode, but if you're outside close to the trees, you may hear a loud bang and think it did. Now, this can happen in a couple ways. Either we see that the sap inside the tree, if it's a rapid drop in temperature, if that sap was flowing, it can freeze and expand during those temperature drops, and then pressure builds inside that tree, causing it to crack. It can also happen, though, if there are existing cracks or crevices in trees, and rainwater or snowmelt gets inside of those, and then the same thing rapidly freezes, and as that expands, that causes a cracking and a breaking. Now, as that expands, makes a sound like a loud bang that sounds like an explosion. Now, again, that tree is not blowing up, shattering into pieces, but what can happen is we can get branches that then crack, and with wind or with snow, other things, those branches can then fall. So it's dangerous if you're standing by them or if you're parked a vehicle underneath them, or obviously if we get wind and it can blow them into power lines or houses. Now, something we more commonly see this time of year is when we have the cold weather and that sap is sort of froze or not moving, but then we get maybe a little bit of a warmer day, or at least the sun beating on that west side of the tree, and it warms up and that turns to liquid again, but then rapidly freezes again that night. That can cause a bursting of those cells and a freezing and cracking of the bark and the wood. But usually it's something that occurs now, but we may not actually notice it until we get later into the spring and summer as that starts to expand as the tree grows again. Now, redirecting the conversation slightly, rather than exploding trees or the cracking we see from the sun, the other big damage we typically see this time of year, and something they're definitely experiencing in the more southern states right now from the ice storm, is when we get ice damage to trees. And basically when we get sleet and freezing rain that coats those branches and twigs. That's a lot of extra weight if you think about all the hundreds of feet of branches that comprise a tree, literally extra tons of weight on a tree that doesn't have the structure and wasn't designed to support that much weight. So it makes it even more complicated then if you add that extra weight and then get wind that comes with it. That's when we can get the cracking and the breaking. And long term, what that does is it stresses a tree, and as you get those cracks and breaks, as we go further on, if those aren't cleaned up, that can lead to an opportunity for disease, whether it's fungus or even some types of insects to get into those cracks and crevices and cause problems. So it's something that when the time is right, those trees need to be assessed by a professional if you've had a lot of damage from an ice storm and made sure that it is taken care of properly, one for the long-term health of the tree, but also then for the safety of those around it. We're going to dig into this aspect just a little bit deeper after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to pick up where we left off talking about trees and some of the things that can go on with trees in the winter. We actually started talking about the unique occurrence of exploding trees. Typically, that happens more up in the northern regions, Wisconsin, Minnesota, parts of northern Michigan, where you get an extreme rapid cold snap that comes in and it causes that moisture, whether it's the sap or other moisture in the tree, to just rapidly freeze, burst the cells, and can actually cause what sounds like an explosion. It's not a true explosion, but does crack and damage the tree. We also talked a little bit about some of the sun cracking that can go on when we get that maybe warm afternoon when the sun beats on the west side of the tree, thaws out a little bit of that, and then as the sun goes down, it rapidly freezes and causes a crack that we detect later on in the spring or summer months once that tree resumes its growth and that becomes more evident. We sort of finished up before the break talking about the challenges that come when we have ice storms and a lot of sleet, something they're definitely fighting right now in a lot of different parts of the country with downed trees and cleaning those up. And really, safety first is the most important thing, especially if there's power lines involved and those trees are hanging on power lines. Those should always be dealt with by a professional. But even if it's not hanging on a power line or threatening a house, but we just have some branches that have broke to clean up, to get somebody that knows what they're doing is really important. One, to have the right equipment, whether it's a bucket truck or the right harnesses and types of equipment to clean that up, but also to assess the tree so we don't do more long-term damage. Obviously, we need to get out anything that's cracked, broken, that's just a hanger up there that a lot of times they call those widow makers, and for a good reason. It's not connected to the tree, but it's sort of hung up in the tree just waiting for a chance with the windstorm to fall on someone unsuspecting underneath. So to get all those things out. So really, before you contact that professional, it's a good idea to walk around and do a full assessment of that tree and maybe any other trees on your property. So looking for those hangers or widow makers or even loose branches that are up in the canopy. Also trees or limbs that are hanging over structures that we just have a concern may come down. Any trees that are leaning, if it is one that maybe just didn't have the strength we thought it had and the wind made that lean and it could be coming down. And then branches that may look like they're at the breaking point. They haven't broken, they haven't snapped yet, but we can just tell with the snow and ice, it really put it under a lot of stress. And if it didn't break off this time, it could fail in the next storm that comes through. And so paying attention to those things. Really, we're also looking at that tree health and viability long term. So making notes, do you see damage up in the crown and how is it affected? What percent of the canopy is the damage to the trunk, and is it the main trunk or is it just something that splits off higher up that can be addressed? And then as you look down lower, is there root damage? Is there something that maybe else is going on with the tree? We want to make sure we, you know, assess between the clean breaks where the branches have snapped off cleanly or where they've almost, it looks like they've torn and stripped the bark back. That's another situation. If you've got crotches in the trees that have split out, and like we said too, if branches are just bending down but they haven't broken yet, paying attention to that. Timing matters, so doing an initial assessment after the ice storm, but really a lot of things can wait until once the weather improves and can safely be dealt with, and you can actually do a better assessment as we get a little bit further into the late winter and early spring. Well, that's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.